Chapter 18. Come Together, Music and Tourette's Syndrome. John S., a young man with Tourette's Syndrome, recently wrote to me describing the effect of music on his tics. Music is a huge part of my life. It can be both a blessing and a curse when it comes to ticking. It can send me into a state where I forget all about Tourette's, or it can bring on a surge of tics that is difficult to control or bear. He added that his tics were especially brought on by certain kinds of music heavy with rhythm, and that their frequency and intensity might be determined by music, accelerating or slowing along with the music's tempo. Reactions like this are very similar to those of Parkinsonian patients, who may find themselves forgetting their Parkinsonism, enjoying a delicious motor freedom with some kinds of music, but being driven or entrained by others. But while Tourette's may be considered, like Parkinsonism, a movement disorder, albeit of an explosive rather than an obstructive kind, it is much more. It has a mind of its own. Tourette's is impulsive, productive, where Parkinsonism is not. Sometimes this productivity is more or less confined to the production of simple tics or repetitive fixed movements, and this seems to be the case with John S. But for some people, it may assume an elaborate, phantasmagoric form, remarkable for its mimicry, antics, playfulness, inventions, and unexpected and sometimes surreal associations. People with this rarer, phantasmagoric form of Tourette's may show much more complex reactions to music. One such man, Sidney A., could have very extravagant reactions to music, as he did one day to a piece of Western music on the radio. He lurched, jerked, lunged, yelped, made faces, and gesticulated exuberantly, and above all, he mimed and mimicked. The music seemed to trigger a cascade of wild, mimetic representations of the tone, the tenor, the landscape of the music, and all the images and emotional reactions these provoked in him as he listened. This was not just an exacerbation of ticking, but an extraordinary Tourette-ic representation of the music, a very personal expression of his sensibility and imagination, though dominated by Tourette-ic exaggeration, parody, and impulsiveness. I was reminded of a description by Henri Meige and E. Feindel in their 1902 book, Tics and Their Treatment, of a man with Tourette's who showed, on occasion, a veritable debauch of absurd gesticulations, a wild muscular carnival. I thought of Sidney, sometimes, as a mimetic virtuoso, but this was not a mimesis under his control, and for all its brilliance, it always had a certain flavour of the convulsive and the excessive. And yet, on another occasion, when Sidney took up his guitar and sang an old ballad, there was no ticking at all, but a total immersion in or identification with the song and its mood. Extraordinary creative interactions can occur when someone with Tourette's performs as a musician. Ray G. was a man strongly drawn to jazz, who played drums in a band on the weekends. He was noted for his sudden and wild solos, which would often arise from a convulsive drum-hitting tick, but the tick could initiate a cascade of percussive speed and invention and elaboration. Ray is more fully described in Witty Ticky Ray, a chapter in The Man Who Mistook His Wife for a Hat. Jazz, or rock, with its heavy beat and its freedom to improvise, may be especially attractive to a musical person with Tourette's, and I have known a number of brilliant Tourette-ic musicians who are jazz artists, though I also know other musicians with Tourette's who are more drawn to the structure and rigor of classical music. David Aldridge, a professional jazz drummer, explored these themes in a memoir entitled Rhythm Man. I've been banging on car dashboards since I was 6 years old, following and flowing with the rhythm until it poured out of my ears. Rhythm and Tourette syndrome have been intertwined from the first day I found that drumming on a table could mask my jerky hand, leg, and neck movements. This newly found masking actually harnessed my unbounded energy, directing it into an orderly flow. This permission to explode let me tap into vast reservoirs of sounds and physical sensations, and I realized that my destiny lay clearly before me. I was to become a rhythm man.